Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. We'll be taking callers at 914-338-1239, or you could chat with us in our chat room. Join us daily at our blog at devodaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can friend us on Facebook at Devo Days, and you can also friend and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also follow our live tweets during days at 3 p.m. Eastern at Diva of Dole. And before we get started, I wanted to wish Marianne a happy birthday a day early.
Yeah, happy birthday, tomorrow. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Another year has gone by. I quit counting a long time ago. Yeah.
And there was actually breaking news. Oh, I wanted to mention something before I get to the breaking news. Looks like we might be doing an interview this week. So, so everybody listening, keep an eye out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll announce it when
we're hoping.
Confirmed. Yeah, we got a yes. We're just waiting for a day this week. So, so just keep your eyes open on the blog, Facebook, Twitter, and we'll let you guys know. And the Blog Talk Radio, you can keep an eye on us there. And the other interesting news was at the Dallas book signing event, Salem Spectator was videotaping the actors signing the book, and Wally Kirst said that one of Justin Adrian's sons is coming to Salem.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. So we are getting a new Dimples Kuriakos.
Oh,
makes sense.
A new Dimples.
Yeah.
Good. And that might give Justin and Adrian more story, too.
Uh-huh.
Keep them, you know, on there and maybe give them more than just the little bit that they're on.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wonder if that's the one that's going to end up being Will's potential love interest.
Yeah, that's what everybody's guessing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the spoiler about the gay storyline was actually with that. It was supposed to be someone, wasn't it a newcomer and someone from an established family? Is that what it was? But I thought, that, you know, you could say,
yeah,
well,
I was, you know, it's going to be Alamein, but, you know, or Nick.
Oh, yeah, I heard someone say that it might have been Nick Alamein, yeah. Or
but
Nick,
that might,
yeah.
That would be, well, and they need a little more activity in the Kuriakos house now that Jay Kenneth is gone.
Right.
So that would be good. That's
right,
probably,
you need another. Mm-hmm.
Let's hope they cast somebody, you know, that's, you know.
You need more Dimple. He has to have Dimples.
That's right.
He has to have his dad's dimples.
It's like it runs in the family, yeah. It's like
that
dimples, Philip with dimples and Justin with dimples. I never even thought about that both of the Kuriakos, both of those guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a family trait, yeah. Oh, hey, Madeline's here. Hold on a second,
right.
Let me pull her up. Hey, there she is. Hey, Madeline.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Madeline.
Madeline. Hi.
Yeah, did you hear we're getting Justin Adrian's son showing up soon in Salem?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
I thought they were going to be, you know, kicked out the door now that they're getting married or they're supposed to get married, yeah. But no, they're sticking around.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Makes me a little better, but it's still good.
So this week, you know, I was writing down stuff, and the one thing that just was newsworthy, in my opinion, this week was the amazing acting. We had fabulous acting by Ariane Zucker, Allison Sweeney, and James Scott. I mean, Ari in particular just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So, I was going to ask you guys, we'll start with Marianne, who do you think out of the three really hit it out of the park, and what did you like about their performances this week?
Oh, Ari Zucker, and then James Scott was excellent too. But I liked, you know, the whole Nicole finding out both truths of you know what, of Rafe and of Taylor and EJ. And I like how she has him, you know, just right where she wants him. And she made the comment somehow, how does it feel not to get what you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like how she's never gotten what she wanted. You know, she wants that family and everything, and you know. And James, I thought, did well. I think James always does well.
Mm-hmm.
And Annalie was good, too. But I really think Ari did the best job of the whole
group.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think she got the applause in Soap Opera Digest.
Oh,
haven't read it yet, but I saw that she was on the page with her picture and everything. So I think she probably
She's not going down. Yeah, she's not going down without a fight. You know, she wants to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she had the more satisfying. I mean, from the standpoint of what probably some of us want to see, she had a lot of lines we probably wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't get to see Friday yet. So sadly, but.
Yeah, Friday she was still turning the screws. She was doing a good job. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean Ari just blew me away this week. It's first you see her seeing them kiss and she just looks nauseous, and then
I felt.
And then she was with Chloe at the pub and she's just, you know, spewing what's all going on.
I love those too.
Mhm. Yeah, they have a great team. And then she got her flunky to do the DNA test, and then she just turned the screws with EJ. I mean, he's going to ask for a divorce. And I thought James Scott did a great job too, because he just played the typical cheating husband. Oh, no, you're the one who wants the divorce, and you're the one who wants out of it, and, oh, no, I'm not cheating. And I mean, he just played the typical asshole cheating husband who got caught, you know, who turns everything on his wife. And, you know, that's just like textbook, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Textbook.
I'm just curious why they would do that, though, because, I mean, the whole point of the marriage was a contract. It wasn't...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he technically
Why didn't they just have EJ just turn around and say, well, you know, we did this for, you know, because I wanted somebody for my kids, and now I've got somebody, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have him acting like it mattered?
I think she did, and I mean, when she first got back together with him, they did kind of had this quote understanding, but they still had a connection. And it was sort of revived, and I think she, maybe not in the soulmate sense, but I think she started to have feelings for him again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, so they did a good job early on in the relationship, of the reunion, of sort of establishing that, and that she's got sort of this fantasy family now, you know.
I think they established that she felt that way.
Well, that's what I said, yeah.
But. I mean, the whole purpose, I mean, for him to be acting that way, I can see her being upset,
mm-hmm.
really upset. I do not understand him acting like a cheating husband. Why would EJ, of all people, consider what he's doing cheating?
Yeah, that's true.
Because really, when it comes down to it really wasn't a marriage of love. I mean, it was kind of like an arrangement, you know what I mean? A marriage of business or convenience, yeah.
Yeah.
But they are married,
and he didn't want the marriage to be so uncomfortable that, you know, you have to be watching her every minute. So, but that didn't mean that he, you know, and he does care about her, but that didn't mean that he was feeling the same way she did about it. I never got the impression that he did.
So apparently
I think
Nicole's
he might have if Taylor hadn't shown up, mm-hmm. but that's not what happened. So I just don't see, and I haven't seen Friday, so I'm just taking your word for it.
Well, apparently Nicole's not worried about Stefano.
That
you know,
just
why?
Seems so silly to have him act like a cheating husband.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I just, he doesn't want to confess because he wants Nicole just to grant him a divorce. I mean, you know, and he figures, she finds out that he's in love with her sister.
Right.
That she would retaliate against him. So he's playing, you know, he's pretending like he's not cheating. And
are they saying
the
that
really
there's,
wants.
Are they saying now that there was no, I mean, because the first time he married her,
mm-hmm.
there was no prenup. And are they going to say now that after the second time, after everything he went through the first time, he didn't have a prenup this time?
I don't know, but they're doing the...
I mean, I understand that she's blackmailing him about rape, but even so...
Yeah, I don't know about a prenup, but, I mean, he was pulling a Philip and a Daniel by offering her lots of money and custody. You know,
yeah.
he was playing... Which, actually, I'm glad she didn't accept it, because I want to see a really nasty divorce on the show. Because we haven't had one.
But
I'd still
like to see her with Brady, you know. She could try to get Brady back, have the kids, have all the money. And, you know, Nicole's all about money. But is she truly in love with EJ? I don't know.
And that's the thing. She really loves
I think
kids.
It's Brady who she's really in love with, not EJ.
Well, and I just put in the chat room that I saw on Twitter that there are going to be some Brady-Nicole scenes coming up. I don't know if they've taped yet or if they're being taped. But
I'll bet you Taylor's going to run to Brady now.
Yeah, that's what
I think.
Not
gonna like
gonna,
that.
It's going to go the other way where, because mm-hmm. the original Taylor had a lot more chemistry with Brady than she did with EJ. I don't know how this one's going to play, but I kind of figured she's going to go back, you know, she's going to work at Titan, and they'll probably try to hook up or something, and then, you know,
Tamara
Nicole will
left
go up.
Just about the same time that what's-his-name showed up as Brady, didn't she?
Who?
Tamara Braun left the show just about the same time as what's-his-name showed
came
up
on.
As Brady. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So they really haven't, I don't remember them being on at all. Because he showed up just when that other doctor arrived, right?
He showed up like fall,
the one who
was it of 08?
Poisoned him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, there's spoilers that quickly Taylor like runs into Brady's arms and Nicole catches them and she gets jealous. And Brady thinks that's the poor thing.
So on top of kissing EJ, she's running to Brady. That'll really get her Nicole going.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Well, the funny thing on Friday was that I almost called her Ava. Taylor.
You still want Taylor
the chat
to me.
Room. Yeah, I was reading the chat room and I saw Ava and it popped in my mind. Yeah, she's packing and she's all upset and she's crying and I'm like, oh, come on. But I'm big as EJ said he's not divorcing Nicole and she's getting all upset. And the one big hypocrite scene this week is unbelievable. Taylor actually prayed to God for this divorce.
Because she's the good sister.
I'm sorry. Why
she's not
Ava
good anymore.
Pray to God is just something
God.
I have to see. That is just too funny.
Please, God, break up
How
my sister's
How do you do
marriage.
That with a straight face? Is
with, I mean, having watched her play Ava and having watched her on GH, it's just, I'm not sure. It's going to be good for anything except laugh, but.
Yeah, she was praying that, you know, Nicole will grant them divorce and they can all get what they want. Which meant Nicole was Brady. So, and it's like, oh, you're praying
Dear
for
Dina
the Lord.
Higley, would you please stop having people? You stop this fixation you've got with, Catholic, you know, ruining, making it look like the Catholic people actually use the Catholic Church this way. I'm so sick of this.
Yeah, so that was so I thought Ari was amazing. I mean, she was just so biting and sarcastic. I mean, she had EJ by the balls all week. It was fantastic considering all the crap he put her through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they were engaged and everything. You know, and the tracking bracelet. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't be with Brady anymore, and just to see her, you know, just grab him by the balls and say, you're not cheating on me, you know. It's not going to be that type of marriage. And it was fantastic. And then
I do like it considering who EJ is going after, but I have a hard time seeing it all from Nicole's point of view, too. It's not like she didn't pull an awful lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still her sister. It's her goody-goody sister who always got the life she wants.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm.
Yeah,
I do agree for the reason it's happening. Yeah, I agree. But I mean, to make EJ look stupid about it makes me irritated. That he wouldn't be more careful after the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's figured he probably didn't think this marriage was going to last, you know, and especially with rape two on the sidelines, he probably figured, you know, Safe was going to explode eventually, and they did. Yeah, and with Allison, when she found out that, the fake rape cheated on her. I mean, she was just shooting him looks like she was trying to cause him to have a heart attack with her eyes. I mean, I mean, she just shot him just bullets out of her eyes.
The old Sammy reemerged. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Allison looked like she'd been crying for days. I mean, her, you know, she had really red eyes and, you know, but it had swollen eyelids. And, and Caroline was actually on this week. You know,
I'm glad they addressed the fact that she was like a major hypocrite too, because, you know, the first scenes where when Sammy's first on here, and she's all like, I don't remember her exact words, but she was just so indignant and like, oh, what a jerk, and what, you know, all this stuff, and which would be a natural reaction if this is your granddaughter and everything that's being hurt. But I kept thinking, yeah, Caroline. And then
you cheated too.
Later in the week, at least Ray, you know, she addressed that with
Ray
too. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Ms. Allison, I thought was fantastic. She did a great job. Because that, and she kept having her flashbacks when they first got together. And if, even though I'm not a Safe fan, but still I thought that was really nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
And how upset she was and that her marriage was over.
Yeah.
And how you could tell she was still kind of torn about staying with him.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
About ending it.
Yeah.
She was still torn.
That was
if you're really a Safe fan, you'd like it.
Yeah.
Tell me that was done better than the Rafe lying, because I only watched Thursday. Rafe lying in the bed and seeing the rosary with the Convent of the Holy Cross and having these stupid dreams about that key.
No, the whole Rafe stuff the entire week was lame and boring, and I mean, I couldn't even pay attention. The Sammy stuff is actually very good.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gary. I mean, even if you don't like Safe, which most of us don't, or Safe 2, or any version of the Safe, I do think that Allie did.
Well, they kept sticking Rafe number 2 in scenes with other people I liked on Thursday, so I sat there and actually watched. It was either that or not get to see Caroline and not get to see Bo and Hope and Abe. And what was that about? Did he find Sierra and?
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah. Rafe you found
him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, isn't that hilarious? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 10 million fake raves. They'd find those kids one way or the other. Yeah, so...
Well, okay, that's no worse than having... I'll get to that later. I'll talk about Stefano when we get to Stefano.
I thought James was great, too, but I honestly just disliked EJ the entire week. And, you know, I didn't feel any sympathy for him at all whatsoever. I thought he was being an ass. And try to manipulate Nicole into a divorce without coming clean with her. And, I'm sure that's what James was going for. And that totally hit home with me. He just kind of repulsed me the entire week. And I'm kind of surprised that, I mean, I know Nicole was trying to stick it to him by staying with him. At the same time, too, she has to be grossed out a little bit, you know. And, you know, snuggling with him on the couch with Sydney and reading a story and all that's done, you know. Kind of creepy out a bit, but there's a guy who just kisses her sister like that day or the day before, you know. But yeah,
I think she's just doing it because she knows it's going to piss him off.
Oh yeah, obviously. But still, that's hard to do. How'd you guys think about James?
Not for Nicole. We're talking about someone who used to be in porn movies. She's good at She's good at acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's true. But I mean, still, it's still hard. Act to do. What do you think about James Marion?
His what? The acting?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Oh, I always enjoy his, you know, his acting. I thought he did. I mean, the guy can stand there for fun. I'd say he did a tremendous job.
Come on, y'all. We're thinking it.
So, you know, he always does well in my book. But, yeah, he did a good job. Now, the cheating husband, I mean, I just, confuses me, is like, Nicole, isn't she worried about Stefano? Like, Stefano's involved in this. And, like, Stefano could just squash her like that and just get rid of her. Put her. They're not addressing this. Like, they could put her in the basement and do the same thing to her and get rid of her just that quick.
She's thinking she has leverage because, you know, she's mentioned a couple of times how, you know, her attorney's going to have this information. So if anything happens to her, it'll all be exposed.
And Stefano could find her attorneys like that, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess.
Didn't have any problem finding Anna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
and getting rid of her. If he's willing to do that to a woman he's known a hell of a lot longer than than Nicole, he'll find a way to get rid of Nicole. Don't even get me started on the stupidity of some of the things I've seen with Stefano this week.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him with Kate. I did at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What was it, the cheating heart, and they're doing the whole thing with Chad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just.
So you didn't like him, or you did state?
I love the state stuff. I love the state stuff.
They're
the
so
whole,
cute. When she calls him baby.
About, I'm your father, and I'll always be there for you, and nothing means more to me than family.
And then he takes a call.
So I put my other son on an island for 20 years. Yeah.
And I killed the one that was
in my family.
Run.
Killed the deaf one.
Yeah,
put Lexi in a hole for 6 months. Hey. You know,
yeah, and
don't
Lexi,
worry,
yeah.
It's your turn.
Basically, caught Ben
I let
Ben
a maniac
and,
loose on all the rest of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing means more to me than family. Why haven't. I mean. They'll warn him about Stefano, but they never tell Chad anything that happens, do they? I mean, I have yet to hear anybody tell him actually something that's happened, that Stefano's done to his own children.
Mm-hmm.
Bo had no problem telling EJ years ago, but now suddenly everybody's clammed up. No, Stefano's bad, but we're not going to say what it was he's done to his own kids. I know that Dina Higley just thinks that's the stupidest history ever, but doesn't mean it didn't happen, even though she'd like to pretend that. So anyway, that's my rant about Stefano. I love seeing him and Kate. I just
They're adorable.
Yeah, there needs to be more of that.
I'm even warming up a little to Chad being a Demira. It's kind of it's something different at least.
Wow.
Something different.
Whoa.
But every time we
He's
have
winning
a conversation,
you over.
I'm going to have to listen to Stefano go on about how he loves his family. I'm just going to be sick.
Well, it's just like when Kate says that, you know, tells him he doesn't like to interfere in his children's life, or he's loath to intervene in his children's lives or something like that. I'm just like, yeah. Right.
Or when he's sitting there telling Chad that, oh, yes, your brother needed me, and I wanted to go, yeah, he needs them to go cover up a kidnapping. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, you know, hopefully they'll make
so
it interesting in terms of his, maybe he'll struggle between, you know, having one foot in the good life and one foot in the bad life, and maybe it'll be a, you know, a struggle for him. You know, there might be some interesting things ahead there. I don't know. I guess it depends on how they...
The chances of this writer coming up with something complicated that is believable is zero. Sorry. I just had a conversation on a website about how complicated Tony used to be. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know they'd like people think that, but just not. complicated in terms of now, maybe. But that's, I mean, complicated.
Well, this writer doesn't do complicated. So.
Yeah, well, this writer does complicated about as well as my third graders.
It was the whole thing was, oh, we found out Kate's 2-year cancer-free, so that was nice.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cute theme, and I'm glad they have not completely forgotten.
Yeah, the kiss. How he kissed her. That was so good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cute. Oh,
he
well,
grabbed her.
I have to say, I loved Victor. I've come around. I loved Victor and Maggie's theme.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
That was good, arguing about Chloe. And
it was civilized.
They didn't scream, yell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, throw names around, well, except at Chloe,
mm-hmm.
but she deserves them. But it was, you know, they listened to each other like adults. It was just like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
they can actually write
they
something
still
like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have
Why
a new dialogue.
I was
going to
change Victor's mind. I really did.
Well,
you know,
yeah, no,
Maggie's gonna
she wasn't going to do
no.
that. But,
he
at least understood where she was coming from. That was nice.
Yeah, and he respected Yeah.
Yeah, and he respected
but
it.
They just can't understand each other. But they didn't
try and make him accept it, and I would have really
mm-hmm.
been pissed if they had, because that's not Victor.
Yeah.
He's just never, ever, especially after she ruined all three of his, you know, both of his sons and his grandson. There's no way he's going to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they do manage to write the dialogue for the vets, you know, some of these vets, especially Victor, Maggie, Kate, Stefano. Of course, we have the actors involved.
I was
going to
say, I don't think the dialogue is just the actors bring a lot
to it.
Oh,
but
so
it depends on the dialogue writer. I mean, because, you know, I love the Coolitons, and they're good at dialogue. But
Whoever wrote Thursdays, they did a great job for Maggie and Victor, and they an atrocious job for Jennifer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new dialogue writer on the list. It looks like David Sherrill. I don't know if he's out permanently, but he's not on the list anymore, or he hasn't been. And they've got I didn't catch her name, but it was a female that. You know, that's writing now with.
Well, whoever wrote Thursday, I liked Maggie and. I like Maggie and Victor, and I like Stefano and Kate. Jennifer, going to her daughter and her her way of showing obsession is asking what kind of earrings she needs to wear. I'd be embarrassed for anybody to know I just watched that scene. That's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after all that. Obsessing about her wardrobe and her earrings. I mean, her dress was kind of blah.
You didn't like it?
Great.
I kind of liked her dress. I don't like anything about the pair. They're about as bland as EJ and Taylor. And they get into things, which just doesn't make any sense with Jennifer. So.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that she makes him nervous, though. We never seen Daniel nervous. He's always, I think maybe his ego's gone down a little, but he's always been pretty egotistical, and you know, he never had a problem with trying to, you know, get somebody, and you know, he's thought he can get anyone. And I think he's somewhat intimidated by her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I do kind of like that, but apparently he gave her food poisoning or. She
don't
really?
Reactions. I didn't
see
that part.
Yeah. She started choking. I think it was a seafood allergy. He kept mentioning all the seafood he fed her.
Well, wouldn't Jennifer know she has a seafood allergy by now?
That's what I wondered.
Well, apparently
come on,
she said
seafood, and she said, oh, that's fine. I like seafood.
Allergies can be weird things. Sometimes you're not allergic to something until you've eaten it to a certain point where your body... You know.
Unless it was a certain type of seafood she never had before.
Yeah, that's true. Although
you
the things that he mentioned,
maybe it was the beef.
The things he mentioned that went into it weren't things that you wouldn't ever have eaten, though.
Maybe it was the BP oil slick on top of
it.
Maybe it was the oil.
We have to have another reason for Daniel to save her life.
Oh,
please. Oh,
Lord. I'm sure he had to give her mouth
to mouth,
huh?
Yes, and he saved her life again, and she'll be so grateful. Oh,
Lord.
just
you know,
have to have
what they should be
now.
Doing is pointing up the fact
no.
that, you know, is she like the hospital administrator now or something?
Yeah, she's
PR?
A PR person.
PR?
Yeah.
PR person,
yeah.
PR
person.
Why aren't they, why aren't they putting up the point that, she's got more history at this hospital and with her family, and that should, and bring out that part of her life instead of the same old, same old. I'm sure they could have, because you're right, that is the only thing about this relationship I like, Carrie, is that that he's nervous around her. That's kind of a nice thing. At least
mm-hmm.
it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
kind of a real, it's kind of the thing you'd see in a real relationship, which
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen very often on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to rethink my position from last week that the idea of them watching a Cubs game at a bar was a bad first date. I mean, obviously I was wrong. It was going to his place and eating seafood. That would have been the worst first date. But as a person with multiple allergies, I can tell you, you can be not allergic to something and become allergic to something.
Yeah.
As
oh,
you
yeah.
get older, we grow into allergies. We can actually grow out of allergies, too.
That's
except
true.
We're, yeah.
Well,
so
that
even
I'd like to happen. I've had the other happen. I've never
yeah.
grown
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that happen before, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean,
well,
I'm not,
Ann in
I
the
think,
chat room is saying that he mentioned some sort of spice that was in it. Maybe that's what it
oh,
was.
Spice.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't see the scene, so I don't know, but she mentioned that. I don't know. Hmm.
My phone's dying. Go ahead and keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'd switch
okay.
phones.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
okay.
The gift. You know, you were talking about the kiss between states. How about the angry kiss between Nicole and EJ?
No.
Oh.
Did you see that when he, you know, when they were back
yes.
and, yeah, when they were arguing? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I thought they were going to rip each other. I was
all
waiting for them to rip each other's clothes off right then and there,
we
you know.
Spanking now. We need a spanking and then we're set.
What's that?
All we needed was a spanking and we'd be set.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what he should have done.
Yeah.
They won't do that anymore.
No.
Yeah. No.
Oh. Oh. So, and basically...
Come on,
yeah.
you guys. You watched all week, not me.
Well,
so.
I watched...
Yeah.
On,
oh,
oh,
the
please.
New guy's on with Chloe. Did you see that?
I saw about 2 seconds of him, and he didn't impress me much. I don't know
tyrant.
About Friday. I didn't watch Friday. Was he on more?
I didn't see him. So
it was
just
one scene. He just introduced himself to Chloe sitting there.
And she,
okay,
it's not the same guy. It's not the same
was
guy.
It?
Was it the same guy the week before that was wanting to buy her another burger when she ruined the first
no.
one?
No. This is
a different
guy.
Okay.
This is the
okay.
Quinn guy.
Okay.
I think this is
okay.
the new guy, the new character
yes,
coming
guy.
On. Yeah.
It looked like he has possibilities, but all he did was ask her if he could buy her a drink and sit down. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
That
well,
was it. Yeah.
Must be next week. Well, you know what's going to
okay.
happen. She's going to feel guilty for living at Maggie's, and then that's going to give her a reason to be dependent on this Quinn character, and she's going to be roped into a life of crime and oh, whatever. But,
yeah,
you
but
know.
She can get her son back, though. Pouring herself out. That's the best
yeah,
way to get her
true.
Son back.
Doesn't seem real focused on him, though.
No, she doesn't. Not, I think Daniel was actually more upset that
yeah.
Fucker was out of town.
Daniel and Melanie were more upset than she was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, apparently my phone can completely hang up and the show keeps going on, so that's a good thing. I had to.
No.
I
was wondering
phone,
if that would. I was worried about that, too, because my phone goes weird sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
My battery in my cordless is low, and I heard a beeping, so I went and switched phones, and I turned my other phone on, and I hear a dial tone. I'm like, oh, crap. I was afraid the show was over, and I had to dial back in.
Oh,
but there's,
no.
Well, and then I heard Madeline talk, and I'm like, I guess we're okay. Yeah, I need to get new phone batteries. But, yeah, the Chloe thing, I mean... You know, we obviously, this is the innately idea of romance, of turning Chloe into a whore. I mean,
or more of one. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
I just don't understand.
I know. Isn't that love in the afternoon? I mean, come on. That's what we grew up on.
Really?
I know. Well, I always kind of
but you know what? Like, how is no more a whore than half the other women on that show? I mean, really, when you think about it.
I'm not trying to beat up on Chloe, but I know I always fantasize about meeting the pimp of my dreams and becoming a prostitute. I mean, you know.
I mean, everybody cheats on the soaps. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but I know.
Because
it's Chloe's term to get beat up on, I guess.
Yeah. And I've actually liked her scenes when she's been kind of half drunk. She's actually been, and I like her scenes
with
the bowl and stuff.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's funny.
She's been doing pretty good. I mean, I think I like her a lot better where she is now. Even I'm not sure where the storyline's going, but I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure. But I like her a lot better this way than with Daniel and the whole orange porn sex stuff. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but, you know, I don't know.
The previews for this week coming up, we see Justin Adrian involved with Chloe, and you know, we mentioned that Justin Adrian have a son coming to town. I mean, what's the chances that Chloe hooks up with another Kyriakos family member?
Oh, that would be funny.
Well, do you think the pimp is going to be their son?
Well, he's got them all. Yeah, might as well go for the fourth one.
I don't know if it's Quinn, but I mean, you know, I don't know. They haven't even named. They didn't say which son it was either. So they have three.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that'd be funny. I mean, Victor would—he would just have a conniption. That'd be fantastic.
But yeah, magic.
Well,
that
anything
was...
that gets me more Victor would be fun. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wanted to comment on that too.
And Adrienne and Justin.
They were just fantastic. And I mean, I understand Victor's point of view that he can't
more
forgive
this
girl.
More of them and less of Melanie. Oh my God, I can't even watch her and Dario. It's just.
No. Yeah, they're forcing that one, aren't they? Dario.
Oh,
he's the. They got to get rid of him.
I appreciate you too, because, man, the fast forward is instantaneous. You see them coming, that's it.
There's something up.
I know you don't like Melanie anyway, but he's really ruined Melanie for me right now because I didn't have a zero interest. I at least enjoyed watching her with you know, Nathan and with Philip, but I mean, just whatever. And Brady, I like her scenes with Brady, but I just definitely do not like the scenes with Dario. So.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's
the best
ruined
with Brady, actually.
I do, because then you can just fast forward through them. I don't have to watch
them.
Unless I have to watch.
They've been playing with that idea, I guess, of the Brady-Melanie
thing. Brady and Melanie.
At first I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't know that I can see them being romantic.
You know,
but
sometimes that happens. A friendship develops,
well,
and it develops into more.
But they
I know, but can we just... keep her with Dario. She's at least in the same age bracket. I'm tired of them sticking her with people that she shouldn't be with. And I don't have a problem with age thing. It's just that they're sticking her in with people I want to watch. I don't want to watch her.
I'm trying to get all the Kyriakos sons' names. The oldest is Alexander, and I saw the baby. The youngest is Jackson. So I'm trying to. There's the middle son, Joseph, right?
Oh,
that's
okay.
It. There you go. Yay,
is there four? Isn't there four? Or no? Didn't
was
Justin
there,
have one with what was her name?
Angelica?
Yeah. Did Adrian
have
three
kids?
They had twins, and then another one, I thought.
Oh,
I could be wrong. Maybe there is only.
Somebody was saying that Adrian and Justin had one off screen. And that was their last one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in Victor. There was one named Victor too. So we got Alexander.
Victor. Okay.
Alexander, Jackson, Joseph, and Victor.
Four? Oh.
Victor.
There's
yeah.
four. Holy cow.
The houseful.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, asked Carly still on the show. Yes, and that reminds me, she really turned the screws on Jennifer this week, trying to Gail Tripper into the not going on that date with Daniel. That was something else. I mean, that was just mean. So, you know, saying that Miss Jennifer was concerned Carly would be mad, and then Carly was saying Miss Jennifer was deflecting her guilt, but she thinks she's cheating on Jack. And then Jennifer agreed with that a little bit with Abby. And really didn't see Carly this week. She wasn't on that much. But, I just read the spoilers. That's
spoilers. Carly's a little jealous then, I guess, huh?
But she had her chance. She rejected him.
She had her chance. Jennifer was trying to get them together. Those are the two I'd rather see together.
She wanted to mope around and do drugs instead.
Yeah, so let me think. What else have we had on?
What else? Not much.
Will and Abby. Will and Gabby. That was pretty lame. He recommended that they go back to Sammy's place, but they thought Sammy and Rafe, two were both gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the whole Will being gay rumor. I mean, it's just Will and Gabby are just the saddest, weakest couple I think that's ever been on that
probably
show.
What they're going to do is build the case for there's a reason why they don't have chemistry. It's because
are they worse than Will and what's her name? Grace's mother.
Mia.
Mia.
Oh, yes.
Are they worse than her and Mia? Him and Mia?
Well.
No, Mia's
this actress
a
little better of an actress than Mia girl.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's
but,
sad.
I don't know.
I thought Mia was a pretty sad actress. If this
she was,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but the thing is, too, even if they make Will gay, that doesn't mean he's actually going to have a chemistry with a guy either.
Well, isn't this all speculation? They've just said there might be a storyline. They haven't said who it's going to be, have they?
Well, they said there's definitely going to be a storyline.
Uh-huh. That's like
a gay storyline. But do we know if it's a guy or
Oh, I think it's going to be somebody for Will, and I think it's going to be – it could be the Kyriakos kid, which would cause all kinds of drama, the Kyriakos
but there's no, but there's no saying for sure that it's not going to be like Carly, right?
Have
that's
they not
said what
I've
age
heard.
Bracket it's going to be?
That's not really what I've heard, but
okay.
I guess it could be. I really thought it was going to be Nick out, that they were going to bring Nick back as a younger character, and he was going to forget all about the fact that he was with Kate, that he had this, love for Kate and all that back years ago, but they might bring him on. But now with the news that there's a Kyriakos coming in, I don't know. That could very well be the kid.
Maybe the Kyriakos could be gay. That would send Victor
up
the wall.
That's what I'm saying. That would be an interesting. That would provide lots of drama in the cause of Kyriakos, and then the fact that the kid that Will's a Brady, regardless of the nature of the relationship, the fact that he would be involved with the Brady would be interesting, I guess. So, I don't know.
But there could be, make more sense to have actually at least three gay characters on the show. So you just have the two. That's no real drama there. Usually the gay storylines on the other soaps, there was a love triangle of some sort. So, there could be three gay characters on the show.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that would make more sense. But I don't know. All we know for sure is there is going to be one, but a lot of people are saying it was Will, and then some people think it's Chad. So, I don't know.
Well, that would send a certain Demira right up the wall, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
would
be
interesting.
That
would
be at least different.
I think it would be. That would be different.
I've done everything else with the Demira. Not very well lately, so maybe that would be a possibility.
What's that? Mm-hmm. What was the possibility?
Having Chad be gay.
I still don't see that part. I don't know. I could be wrong, but
I think he actually has cute chemistry though with Abby.
Yeah, I like those two together.
Yeah.
They're growing on me. I really like Abby. I mean, I have to admit, I really like the character
I do like
cast. I mean, the girl that they cast in that role. I think she seems like
a
pretty solid girl.
Good actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's very rare that somebody new comes in that I'm like, and even though she bashes, you know, Jack, which I don't like.
Yeah, it's the character that
they're. Yeah, the character is. But it's kind of rare to have somebody come in, you know, because it's kind of like life. I mean, this is our soap, and somebody new comes in, and you're automatically sort of predisposed to not like
usually
them.
Usually we don't like the new people.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but I'd say she's one that's really broken through, and I've pretty much liked her, you know, almost from
the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and she has great mother-daughter chemistry, too, with Melissa Reeves.
Yeah. I was just amazed at how she put those earrings on without a mirror. I know other people can do that. I could never do that, especially not on camera. Where she just picks those earrings in. I'm like, wow, that just of itself was pretty good. I don't know. I'd be dropping them and fumbling. Just a little thing, but, you know.
But still, though, when someone takes earrings out of their own ear and you put it into yours, that's a little, I mean, I'm not a germaphobe.
That's a little
ew
for me, but I guess they're mother-daughter, so I
don't know. Yeah. For me, it's like maybe you want to clean this off just a little bit, a little sanitizer or something. That's a little gross. Maybe
there was a line from Rafe today that I just got done watching it not too long ago. They were, you know, about calling Roman or something. He was talking about Roman. I forget what the context was about calling or, you know, talking to Roman or something. And he says, I can never understand what that guy says anyway. Did you hear him say that?
Yes.
It just made me bust out laughing. I mean, it just struck me as so funny when he said that. He says, I just never can understand what that guy says anyway.
It's funny when the writers say stuff that you're like, I've thought that before.
Yeah. I just thought that was funny.
I totally missed that. But doesn't he have that problem as Josh Taylor was in a car accident or something? I was thinking of today was Rafe. Remember at the very beginning, this whole Rafe protecting Sammy thing. You know, everybody thought, oh, they're ripping off Roman and Marlena. And now Nicole, the past couple of weeks, has been saying that, you know, they turned Rafe into John Black. You know, like they pulled a John Black on him. So is Rafe Roman Brady, or is Rafe supposed to be John Black?
I think John Black, but I don't know.
Well, I think the whole thing with him protecting Sammy in the safe house was supposed to be a ripoff of Roman and Marlena. And then when they put him in the dungeon, then, of course, it was, you know, ripping off what they'd written with John.
Maybe. One of the races is Roman,
although
and the other race is John
Black. Although that was kind of a stretch. Locking him up in the Demerit dungeon was more of John Black, but making him, bringing in an imposter, that was more what they did with Roman.
Yeah.
Mhm. That's true.
So, although they didn't have him locked up at the time. But.
Only back then the writing was way better.
Well.
True.
I'm not even going to call this writing because this is just to compare.
I shouldn't tempt you like that.
What is going on now to Maggie DePriest is such an insult. It's just.
My Firefox just crashed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's really weird. Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can get it restored. But everything just shut down. But I've had that happen before. Remember my electricity went off?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm having a bad night. My phone died. I'm getting kicked off the internet.
Next the plague.
Good Lord. If someone's trying to call in, you're just going to have to wait. Sorry. we go. It's coming back.
All right. That was quick.
Yeah. Oh, and Sammy brought up this week, too, that Rafe, too, about how devastated she was when she saw that her mom was cheating on her dad with John on the conference table. So that was a bit of another John and Marlena shot out this week. And that, I mean, she had the issue for what, like 15 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, I'm back in my chat room. Isn't that nice?
Well, it is kind of nice that they at least mentioned history. I mean, that was kind of good. Yes, you know, that was cool.
Well, they mentioned it several times this week. It's just that it's so...
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to hear them doing it. I just wish they weren't so...
I just wish they
picky.
Were talking to Anna.
I wish they weren't just so picky about which history they want to follow. They're just, it's, you know, it's one, you know, when they feel like it, they use it. And they don't use it with the Damaras.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd like to see them use it. Not that I have any, I mean, it was nice to hear Maggie, you know, remember that Alice helped her.
Yeah, that was enough.
And Carolyn's history and a lot of that stuff. I really like them using that. I just wish they would. They're going to use history. Please remember that all the characters on the show actually have it.
Yeah,
really.
Not just some.
It's only used for the plot.
It is, yeah.
That's the way it's been since, you know, about 1988 when Sherry left. So.
Yeah, and... the news this week, too, about Katie Couric going to ABC, possibly, and bumping off General Hospital for her. Or some people are saying that they might see if one of the new shows fail, and she might replace one of the new shows, so that you or the Revolution. But and she's paired with Jeff Zucker, the moron who announced...
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the moron who announced on NBC that he, that Days was going to be canceled a few years ago, and the ratings, like, tanked immediately and never really recovered from that. So,
and,
yeah.
And that's who's producing the show?
Yeah, yeah, the idiot who wanted Days off the air.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that guy still has a job anywhere.
Why
would she want to align herself with him? I don't know.
I know
NBC.
Killed NBC. He killed it.
NBC
yeah,
works
if,
a lot the
you
way.
You know, if I were a big General, I mean, I loved General Hustle back in the day, but, you know, and I also watched AMC and When Let's Live It, you know, in the early, you know, 80s, I guess. But, and so, you know, I keep hoping that somebody will buy them, somebody will, you know, because as a, for the genre, you know, I don't want to see them go away. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if people feel as passionately about, you know, their sucky soap as I feel about mine, you know, I feel
mm-hmm.
bad for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, we know April, we know Oprah's not going to bail them out now, so she, that
right.
was a big fail. But there's still that rumor out there. I saw it surface again about talks with, NBC, and I don't know, you know, I don't know if NBC could end up winning big. I mean, even though we know the industry is struggling big time, the genre is struggling big time, they could be like, it could be a huge coup. Do you know how many people would worship NBC if they bought on AMC and
mm-hmm.
Let's Live? I mean, and then that would probably pull in more fans for Days, too, because if
mm-hmm.
you're watching those, you probably would watch the other. But what I think, too, is a lot of people are worried General Hospital's going to go away, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's pretty scary. And
well,
for Days,
One Life
Days
to Live,
lower...
if One Life to Live and AMC were to end up on NBC, the one thing you could count on is their budgets would be slashed to the point that Days is.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're not going to buy them and put them on air if they're,
well,
if they're not going to make
that
them the kind
up.
Of money that Days is making them. And Days is only making money, if they are, because the
mm-hmm.
budget is so ridiculously low at this point. And I know AMC and One Life to Live are not on budgets that low because you can tell just by watching them. You know, the wardrobe and everything else. It's just
mm-hmm.
they've had money to spend.
Oh, General Hospital has nice sets too.
Oh, and General
mm-hmm.
Hospital even more so. But General Hospital had better ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
One Life to Live. I've just rechecking.
Point.
Yeah, I was just rechecking the ratings. One Life is still in third.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so but.
Well, you know, it's like such bad timing that Dave would have an absolutely atrocious major storyline at the
mm-hmm.
same time that fans are trying to prove that their shows are viable and are trying to watch in droves to make sure that, you know, they get the message across, at least the Nielsen people that are Nielsen families.
Well, the other thing I'd worry about with One Life is One Life is good because of the writer and the producer they have.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they're allowed to stay.
Well, from what I heard, they were at least under budget, whereas AMC, unfortunately, even after moving out to California, apparently, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'd heard that they were still over budget. I don't know if that's true, but...
Well, I haven't watched AMC in quite a while, but when I turn on ChefNet or something, they're using just as many sets as they ever have before. I mean, that's obviously going to be costing them money.
Right.
And there were new sets that I'd, you know, never seen before. At least maybe I just missed, you know, because I don't watch all that often. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were reusing them. But still, it wasn't like watching Days. Watching Days and any other soap, it just makes watching Days that much more painfully obvious how much the budget has impacted the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm thankful that at least Days is still on. I just hope they can turn this writing thing around or these stories around. But
I have this terrible feeling that unless they unless NBC were to buy One Life and AMC, that would at least prove they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't see them interested, and they're probably just going to keep it on until 2013 when it runs out and cancel them and that means Corday won't do anything about a writer. We'll be stuck with her until the very
mm-hmm.
end,
mm-hmm.
which just makes me ill that this is the way the show is going to end.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. I just don't.
No,
don't
please.
Allow myself
I don't
to
want
to
think about that.
I know it is depressing, but they've been at the bottom of the barrel every summer
mm-hmm.
since she's shown up, and they won't fire her. I don't get it.
I keep thinking one of these days something's going to happen. She's going to be gone. You know, I don't know.
Well, my other horrible thought is that she'll be gone, and Gary Tomlin will be writing the show.
Mm.
That would be worse.
No, I think that I don't know.
I just because it's not as much as I dislike Dina Higley. The problem with the show is Ken Corday.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason it sucked so bad.
I think, yeah. How long are they on till? Is it through 2012?
I think it's September
2013. Or 2013.
That's the date I
keep
seeing.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't swear to it.
I guess it is.
So that's at least, you know, that's two years. That's nice.
Yeah.
But I would think if they want to get the most out of that, then maybe, you know, buying one of those subs would be something they might do. And because it's Comcast, you know, it's
yeah.
not the same old
you
people
know,
that
without
it was
leadership,
before. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they think it could be worth it. I do think it's funny about the producer for Katie Couric's show, though. I mean, because it's just such one of those things that happens in the department I work in. Somebody can't do their job, and so the first thing they do is boot them upstairs.
Yeah, Obama gets rid of Jeffrey Immelt as the job czar. I think Jeff Zucker is probably his number one replacement. I mean, Jeffrey Immelt, though, he's got a hell of a deal going. The GE hasn't paid taxes in years and then exported all the GE jobs overseas. Oh, boy. And then turn around and bought a bunch of GM hybrid cars so they can get another tax break.
Wow. Well, there's always somebody working for a president who has IRS problems.
Yes, it has to be on your resume.
It must be, you know. You got to have one so that somebody has somebody to point the finger at.
So anything else going on? Yeah, anything else hit you this week that was interesting? That was pretty much.
So what happened? I'm curious. What happened after Theo and Sierra came home? Did they disappear into a black hole?
I
like the scene where Sierra, after they left, everybody left. Sierra said, and I think they were sort of applauding Rafe's efforts, you know, the faux Rafe, for finding them, blah blah blah. And after they left, Sierra said that he's only nice when adults are around. I'm like, okay, that would be a huge red flag. Hello, people.
Oh, yeah, Stefano finally got reunited with Theo. And it was so weird because Lexi actually banned him from seeing the kid. I thought that was really weird.
Didn't want to traumatize him or something. He didn't need that much. Something like she thought Stefano would.
So Joe and Renee actually had scenes? How long has it been since they've had scenes together?
Well, they have scenes there.
Not recently, yeah, because when you went missing, they were together,
Okay.
Yeah, that was just odd, but she had no problem with Taylor seeing Theo. But,
because Taylor's got the magical touch, remember? She's magical.
Yeah.
She's got scarves and stuff.
Well, see, I don't have that much problem with her having issues with Stefano seeing him. It's just that it's so hot and cold with her.
Yeah.
One minute she's okay with it, and the next minute it's like he's a devil. It's just like, would you please make up your
mind? That's true.
Yeah, it kind of cracked me up. I just remembered the Lexi Taylor scene. When Taylor was just gushing that, EJ is going to ask Nicole for a divorce and blah, blah, blah. And,
right. Lexi knows all about this, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Lexi knows all the good gossip, basically, in town. Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I think Nicole and EJ are pretty much over. They need to split up, and then. I think Taylor's pretty much planning the wedding in her head, and Lexi was just looking at her like she's nuts. I mean, it was hilarious. And you know, she was basically going to start, let me tell you about this EJ guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you could tell she was about ready to, you know, bash her brother to pits. And it was fantastic because Ray Jones had, like, the best facial expression this week.
Who did?
You know, Renee Jones, Lexi.
Uh-huh.
When Taylor was bragging about, you know, how great EJ is. So that was pretty
Poor
funny.
Renee Jones. She's got to make the most of what she gets.
Yeah.
And she's a great
actress.
What
a sad waste of a character and an actress.
Yeah. And James Reynolds is good, too. I mean, my favorite Abe scene ever is when he found Tech in bed with Lexi. I thought he was going to kill Tech. I mean, he was... That was fantastic. But, you know, even with him as mayor, I mean, apparently Salem's just so boring as mayor, he has nothing to do, you know. I mean, once in a while he goes and yells at the police because they're not doing something. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, everything's great. There's no unemployment. There's no crime problem. There's no budget problem. Everything's just peachy in Salem. So... it's kind of
funny. The sad part is that if they actually get a story, it'll be her cheating on him again. So.
Well, that's what I thought was, that was such a disappointment with him and Faye.
Yeah, they didn't get scenes.
Yeah. No, not a single scene. Like
that,
said
did he go to her funeral?
Kate either. It was like they didn't get any scenes with Kate. Faye and Kate didn't get any scenes either. And it's like they were like friends and worked together at the diner, and there was a huge story. And they never even saw each other. I mean, that was crazy. They live in the same house, and they never even had one scene together before she died.
Man. Was Abe at Faye's funeral?
No. Actually, they didn't show a funeral. As far as I saw, I mean, there was that 3 days I missed when I was really sick a couple weeks ago. But as far as I could tell, there was no no real funeral. They were just there, and then the whole thing was basically all about Taylor and EJ, and then they came home. So it was funny. Taylor actually mentioned Friday that her mother just died.
Wow, I thought she forgot about that already. She's been
so
consumed with EJ.
So it's only been like 2 days since Faye died, right?
It's a day after the funeral, I believe.
Oh, yeah, and like the other day when Melanie said, "I know you saved my life last night, Dario," I was like, "Whoa, all this has been like in the last 24 hours? Like it's been like a week and a half." Wow, we're back to that. We're back to days stretching a week, you know, a day into a week. But
the best stretching ever was the Valentine's Day massacre when Riley decided to kill off Doug and Victor on the same night, and it took 2 months. And then I remember Kyle Lauder, when he was playing Brady, he's like, "Wow, this is the longest night ever." And yeah, it went from Valentine's Day. I think like the next day was like Memorial Weekend or Mother's Day or something. It was like the very next day. It was hilarious. But it's like, really, you have to kill on Valentine's Day? I mean, you know, you couldn't have given Victor another day to die, like St. Patrick's Day or something. It was nuts. I never understood that concept of stretching. And then sometimes I get confused because it seems like it was just nighttime, and then all of a sudden it seems like it's daytime, and it's the same day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That always throws me off.
Or, like, remember, I try to forget this, but a few years ago when Ava was on and all of them were held captive or whatever, and Hope was in the same outfit for, like, a month.
No, that wasn't as bad as when it was on New Salem, and she was in the same outfit for, I think it was about 12 weeks, something like that.
Kidding.
I mean, the jokes about her clothes.
Oh, poor thing.
Were hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I'm trying to remember what she was wearing, though. But she had the same damn thing on for over, it was over 2 months, it seemed like.
Oh, wow.
From the minute she landed with, who'd she come with? Oh, she came with Patrick. No.
Wasn't she in Dennis?
Yeah, she came with Patrick, didn't she? She came with Patrick, and she had the same clothes
Patrick
on
was
until
with Jennifer.
They escaped.
No, Patrick was
no,
with Jennifer.
No, Jennifer came. No, you're right.
Yeah, Patrick, because he delivered the baby.
Yeah, that's right.
How the hell did Hope get on?
I don't remember. Okay, then Hope came with John and Beau. I think. Anyway, I just remember she had the same shirt on for the whole time she was on the island.
Mhm. And Michelle in the chat room said the best thing about New Salem was seeing Andre's scars on his stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was Carrie's favorite part.
Yeah, once that happened, the rest of it was pretty crappy.
that did it for her, huh?
Especially watching Jennifer and Jack hang out on the side of that stupid cliff for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wasn't watching Days at that time, but I actually remember tuning in. Maybe I was on vacation or something for a week in the 90s or something, where I tuned in, and I have a vivid memory of them. What were they on? They were on a cliff or something. Was somebody pregnant? Was she pregnant with Jack or
Jennifer,
something?
She was
pregnant with Jack Jr.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what in the heck? I didn't get the whole, I had no idea what was going on with the New Salem Malezawan or whatever that thing was. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, what the heck?
It was just so bad. And every once in a while I watch my old episodes that I have on DVD. And
the best part of that storyline, as I from YouTube video, not because I was watching at the time, were John and Kate.
I
don't like that, but I love how they did
there.
It on the floor. And they did it on the floor in, I think it was his place or something. And was it Marlena and Roman watching or something? I don't know. But I love John and Kate. But I will.
Well, at least it wasn't as stupid as having as John or Roman and Marlena in the castle watching them have sex. Oh, God. From New Salem. And just
getting please.
Worse.
Don't remind
Oh, yeah, my favorite scene from New Salem was, well, I guess, I don't even call it Tony or Andre, when he pretended he was doing his mantra to get the gates open, and he had the remote control in his hand. That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So, oh, that was good times.
For all the wrong reasons, yes.
Yeah, back in the 80s, though, I mean, when they had their island storylines and their adventure storylines, they were always were wrapped up by Sweeps Month, or they only took place during Sweeps Month. So
yeah,
the whole concept, that that crazy storyline with Riley, I mean, it went on for like, what, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. It was not, and like, the whole castle thing was ridiculous because basically they would have just Andre just walk into a room, you know, taunt whoever he's holding captive and leave, and that was it for
and
the
that
week.
And that was it, yeah.
Yeah, and then next week he'd go and taunt someone else, and he was gone again. And it was stupid. What was the point of, I mean, they were just having them on pause and waiting for everybody back home to hurry up and hook up with somebody else. And then he went back to another island, and it's like, oh my God, seriously.
And then when they finally got him back to Salem, and they dragged him into the Brady Pub of all places, that's where you take a terrorist, yeah. And it was all because of Kristen.
Mm.
Like, please. And
okay.
It took him another year after that to fire that man.
So this week we have to look forward to, we have Sammy and the Two Raves.
That was coming on.
Oh, boy, and this is May Sweeps, right?
Yes, it's May Sweeps.
Yeah,
that's
well,
not
May, yeah.
There you are. Thought we lost you. All distracted, Marianne?
Oh. What?
This is seriously Sweeps month?
You're
yes.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
Supposed
to be.
Since Rafe was such a great ratings boon for the last 2 months, I'm sure they're going to kill it in Sweeps Month. I mean, the show, that is. Just kidding. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that is one of the worst things about it is that, you know, when they tape 2 months in advance, even though it's to save money on the budget, it's still hard to retool. Like Sherry said a few weeks ago in that interview, at least they were only a few weeks out, so if they were watching it, it was almost practically live, and they could go, oh, that's not working, and they could retool. But
though? We're talking about people who are putting this on thinking this is good. What are they going to retool it with? I don't think anything that's going to be any better. I just don't. So far from what I've seen them do, it gets worse and worse. And every time they say, oh, we're going to fix it and it's going to be better, it gets worse.
Yep.
I mean, Ken has come on several times, oh, this is just going to be fabulous, so much better than it was. What so far has been better? Because even after 2 months, even if you're 2 months ahead, you can still fix it come 2 months in the, you know, when Tamara Braun came, it was supposed to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it better yet, so.
No. Yeah, they need to pull the plug on EJ and Taylor. It's just, that's just not going anywhere.
They need to have her go psycho or something. I don't know.
She's an awesome psycho. Tamara Braun. She kills on the psycho thing.
I mean, I like Tamara Braun. I think she's doing a much better job, but the storyline is the problem, not the actress.
But it is fun, though, watching Nicole torture her. I mean,
that is
cool.
If that's the thing, you know, I'm beginning to wonder if that wasn't the purpose of the entire storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Give Nicole something to, you know, interesting to sink her teeth into.
Yeah, I think Ari Zucker is really, and James too, to a certain extent. I think they're just, she's really just carrying the whole storyline. I mean,
who
and
is?
Before it, Ari. I thought she.
Oh, Ari.
You know, yeah, before I just thought, you know, when's this going to end? This is lame. This isn't going anywhere. But then this week, though, she actually made it interesting. I really want to see her turn.
It's only going to get more. It's only going to get interesting with other characters, though. If they don't, if they stop writing Taylor like she's brave.
Mhm. Yeah,
that's what they're doing. She's the most uninteresting person I've ever seen. EJ, where she's got no personality, and they're writing her to be a hypocrite. So, you know,
yeah.
I just can't see rooting for her at all.
Yeah, and just EJ declaring his love for her, I'm like, you don't even know.
So unbelievable. It's just so.
It is.
The,
yeah,
the whole
is.
Basis is a stupid scarf, and I'm sorry, but if they thought that that was romance, romance is Victor and Maggie growing in
right.
love over a year's time with complicated characters and great acting.
Right.
And some
mm-hmm.
decent
look
dialogue.
Look at Bo and Hope, too.
Yeah,
how
and with Stefano and
Kate.
I mean, look at how their relationship mm-hmm. and their couple dynamics have changed over the last year and a half. It's amazing. You know, it's great to watch that unfold. Romance and what fans want are not, oh, I dropped a scarf, and, oh, this guy picks it up, and our eyes meet, and we're suddenly in love for no other reason than where our eyes met, and we've got a scarf in our hands. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, it works even less with a Demira.
Yeah, because they're so
they're
worldly
so
and,
you know
and
mindlessly
you know.
Romantic. They'll just
yeah.
you know any woman is just going to make them head over heels. Yeah, sure.
Another thing AJ said this week, which kind of cracked me up, is him telling Nicole that basically she's kind of being a bad stepmom by watching the kids see a loveless marriage. Even though that's what everybody said when they got married in the first place, and he didn't have a problem with it then, and he doesn't have a problem with
it. Well, I did like that
scene.
He told Taylor that he's not, you know, that he's just the same kind of a person as Nicole is. I did like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's being honest about that. What the problem is that then the writers turn around and want to make me believe that a person just like Nicole is just, you know, going to fall for someone like Taylor. I understand. I can see him turning around and using the same arguments on Nicole wanting a divorce
right.
as he used to you know, justify their getting married, because that's the kind of person he is. He'll
yeah.
use anything. But to turn around and want Taylor, that doesn't make sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, and he doesn't think it's going to be traumatic for the kids if he ends up marrying their aunt and Taylor.
Well, and they spent how many months building up to the fact that, you know, establishing that Nicole actually was good for the kids and that they loved her and she loved them. And
well, I don't
so
think
important.
Marrying their
well,
aunt is going to be any worse than
well,
their
I'm
mother
saying,
shooting their father yeah. in the head.
Well, I'm not debating that one, but I'm just saying they spent a lot of screen time, you know, with them, with the kids, and with them, you know, developing this thing, and, you know, even though they're not passionately
yeah.
in love, that they do love the kids, and that he recognized she was good for the kids, even after all the lies she told him, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa, you know.
She was convenient.
Face.
She was
yeah,
convenient
yeah.
for the kids.
But
he wasn't
going to
say
it,
that, but that's what it was. She was convenient
mm-hmm.
because she was anybody else but Sammy.
But,
and if she was someone he knew would drive Sammy right up the wall.
Right. That
mm-hmm.
was,
well, my point is the show spent a lot of time developing that, and then all of a sudden, the minute Taylor walks in with a scarf, he throws all that out the window. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
even matter anymore.
Well, because in the show's view of romantic love, that is what we all want to see. Didn't you know that?
Oh,
that's
and then they throw
that's what love in the afternoon is all about.
And wasn't it funny too when they had the all of a sudden they have this, you know, picnic with you know, champagne out in the forest or wherever they were, and I'm just laughing. I'm like, so I could see somebody going, oh yeah, the fans want romance. Okay, yeah, we'll give them a scarf and a look. Okay, oh yeah, champagne picnic. Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, let's. I mean, it, you know, all that stuff is kind of like Chloe humping some whoever on any given day on the couch, like she's do with Lucas or whoever, that, I mean, that's not romance. I don't want to see that. I want to see an actual build-up where there's actual sexual chemistry and a relationship and a build-up to it. That's what we got in the old days, and that's what we want now still. You know, we may want it a little bit different pacing or whatever, but you know, and so when they threw in that scene where they're doing the champagne and all that, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding. This looks exactly like somebody said, fill in the blank. Okay, let's see, they want romance, we'll give them a picnic with champagne. Check, you know, not looking at the fact that nobody buys these two together, that they could be passionately in love at this point.
What cracked me up, though, is that these are the same writers who can put Kate and Stefano together and Victor and Maggie and make it work, even though at first glance you would think it wouldn't. But they cannot, for their life of them, put anybody together under the age of 40 and make it work.
Yeah.
How can you do the above 40 crowd and not the below 40 crowd?
I'm just thankful that they are doing the above 40 crowd. I mean, like, I'm just thankful for that. But, yeah, I agree.
Well, I know, but I'm sorry. Is somebody else in charge of the above 40 crowd and the below 40 crowd?
They delegated that to the real writer.
Moron or something? I don't know.
That's funny. I think it is what they don't want to show the over 40 crowd in a love scene. So that's why they're dragging out the foreplay as long as possible with the angst and the,
but look at
you
how,
know, the romance.
Those people, yeah, that's true. But
yes,
look at those
and
people
aren't they paying
love,
attention to what gets
definite.
Said about the above 40 crowd, that the angst is what we want to see.
Yeah. And the big and whenever Stefano and Kate have their kisses or whatever, you know, people are always like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, they're, you know, they're, oh, that was hot, you know, whatever. And the same with Victor. I think, you know, boy, when Victor took Maggie, I thought it was going to be this little peck on the cheek or something. He grabbed her and he went for it. I was like, go, Victor.
You know, the day that they had their 45th anniversary talk, you know, the whole panel thing, and they had on the very last one, they had the writers and producers, and Dina Higley got on and was going on about how she really likes to write romance, but they won't let her anymore.
Oh.
It was like, that is like such a red flag, because you cannot write romance without the conversations. It doesn't work. That's why the below 40 crowd doesn't work.
Right.
Because the above, you're right, the above 40 crowd, that's all they're going to give us. So it works.
That's a good point, yeah.
The below 40 crowd doesn't get that, because the only thing they want to do is throw them in bed automatically.
Mm-hmm.
After, hello, how are you, I'm going to fall in your arms because I fell out of a ladder. Here's a scarf. I smelled your scarf, yes.
I like Napoleon Dynamite. I like your sleeves, huh?
You're right. That's
I don't know. Well, I just hope that they can pull it together. I mean, I don't want to see Days go the way of all these. You know, I just don't want to lose Days.
Well, the good part is they're not going to cancel him for 2 years. So.
Yeah, we have two years.
We can whine about
for a year. A little over a year.
Keep watching. Like Sherry Anderson said, keep watching.
That's right.
Even if you
we need to be family.
Just try to keep watching. You know, hoping it'll get better.
Good for Snark.
There's part of it. It's good. You know, there are always good parts with State and Maggie and Victor.
Mhm.
Yeah, I mean, Madeline made a great point. Though, I mean, you know, it's like if somebody else assigned to the under 40s, because, you know, how can the same people that have absolutely great dialogue, and of course we've said the actors are a huge part of it, but they still have to read what's on the page, you know. I mean, they add to it and they make it so much better than the page, but I mean, some days their discussions and their dialogue are like, you can actually go, wow, that's like real people talking, that's like a real couple talking. And
well, part
then
of it
some
is
of these
too,
others, you got the, you know, scarf thing and
part
all,
and
you're
of it
like,
is
who the heck
part,
is right now?
A lot place? Of it is that, like, Kate and Stefano and Victor and Maggie, they have a weight to them because of they've been on the show for so long and they have history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. EJ, they're not using what he's had on the screen so far. They've just tossed it all out the window so he can fall in love with the scarf. And the scarf doesn't have any personality.
Doesn't have any more personality than Taylor does, actually.
You know? But I mean, Nicole works because they've actually Nicole is one of the few characters under 40 whose time since she's come back this time is actually paid attention to. I feel like they honor her. You know, it works because it works for the plot, but still, they've paid more attention to her history since she's come back than they do to Stefano's.
Mm-hmm.
And or EJ's. I mean, EJ's is the worst. I'm sorry. They've just done the lousiest stuff.
I mean, here he is,
him
like the Adonis.
Him and Sammy. Him and Sammy have just, you know, they have
I mean, the one guy you want to see without his shirt on every day. And
yeah.
They never take it off.
Mm-hmm.
EJ and Sammy have become like Austin and Carrie for me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I knew it was possible because I've watched them destroy other characters I like. But it's just terrible to have to see it. That I don't even want to watch EJ. So, but they don't, you know, they won't give the new characters, they won't give them any backstory that's interesting.
Yeah,
how long has Rafe been on the show? Two, 3 years now, right?
Yeah. All we know is what his wife or fiance
died. He's got about as much depth.
Yeah.
Well, when they did try to go into depth there for a minute, we were like, well, maybe they'll make him more interesting. And then they never did. They never went into the, you know, they touched on something and then they just turned around and, like, ignored it. So, because wasn't he, like, in an orphanage and he was, you know.
Well, and then they switched it.
And then the whole story with his
and
wife.
And then the whole thing with Meredith and his ex-wife, his late wife or late fiance or whoever.
Yeah,
and
then that's all just kind of.
Nothing sticks.
Yeah.
Nothing sticks with him. And, of course, the acting doesn't really stick, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no personality, you know. The worst part is I don't care about him. I don't care if what Stefano does to him. I don't care if Sammy ever gets back with him. I don't care if he wakes up out of that bed tomorrow.
We were still hoping Meredith would have bricked him in for good. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the worst part about him is that I couldn't care if he fades into the wall.
Yeah.
That's about as interesting as he is. And because they won't give him a backstory, I don't think a whole backstory would help that much because the actor isn't that great anyway, but at least it would help. It would be something. But they aren't doing that. Because then they have to pay attention to it, I guess. But they like paying attention to it with Nicole. I don't care. I don't know. It's kind of like whoever is deciding these things is smoking something, and on some days they're smoking good stuff, and on some days they're smoking something else. So, anything else, guys?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Nope, I can't think of anything.
Oh.
I'm surprised we got an hour and a half out
of it. Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah, you missed it, Mary.
It's only going to make it an hour.
Yeah,
what?
Well,
honestly,
we were just dying. Yeah, after 45 minutes last week, we're like, what the hell are you talking
about?
Yeah, an hour is probably good enough.
I know.
Well, hopefully,
yeah, really.
My biggest flaw is I'm an internal optimist, even though I'm as sarcastic as anyone, you know, in the moment. So I'm just hoping they can right the ship before it sinks completely. So, let's hope. I mean, you know, I think most of us are trying to support the AMC and One Life to Live fans right now, you know, supporting the genre, which is nice. Mm. And Again, I recommend following Fire Fronds. They're pretty funny. They've got a lot of good information on if you're interested in supporting, you know, I don't know who this person is, but they are good about passing along information and, you know, different things. So.
Okay. Well, it's time to actually end the show. So I thank Anna and Birthday Girl Marianne and Madeline. And
thank you.
And keep an eye out to see if we get our interview scheduled this week. So
yeah.
The blog.
Yeah.
Thanks
okay.
to everyone in the chat room, too. Kept it very entertaining for us. Appreciate the input and everything.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.